You can see a very young Cyril Day. Apparently, the Toyota Cressida that took him from, I think it was the prison, to the city hall, is a vehicle that they're still looking for. Nobody knows what happened to it. Apparently, it was borrowed to him by one of the supporters. Everybody's been looking for that vehicle to possibly put it in a museum. But nobody really knows who it belonged to or what happened to it.
Would be like a millionaire right now, I'd like to believe.
Or not. Well, even if they weren't, but they'd have their name somewhere in history. Like, probably. Maybe his name would be on that... what do you call it at the museum?
But the car never belonged to him. It belonged to a separate individual.
Yeah, I'm saying that individual. So if like they had found a way of tracing it through the license plates or something, and they actually found the car and bought it from the guy, you know, he could have had his name, like Mr. Zwane borrowed Mandela his car or whatever.
Yeah, because I know that the original Mercedes that then took him from I think it was City Hall, that is in a museum somewhere.
Oh, nice.
And the interesting story behind that was that some of the workers at the Mercedes plant had obviously, the stories had spread that Nelson Mandela was going to be released and that he needed a vehicle. And these workers approached their superiors and said, can the company donate a vehicle? And the bosses said, unfortunately, we can't. But what we can do is if you are willing to put in extra hours and build it, we will donate it.
Wow. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, so a bunch of workers at the plant built together, put that Mercedes together, made sure that it was perfect, brand new. And that's that was one of the first cars Madiba was driven in as well.
That's amazing.
But we have to put in the work.
Yeah, which is important. Which is so ironic because of democracy. So it was kind of like, well, you know what? Freedom is here, democracy is here, but you need to put in the work.
The work.
Yes.
And I think that was one of the key aspects that we had lost along the way.
100%. Yeah. 100%. And then people from other African countries, they come here, and then you say, hi, they're taking away our jobs and whatnot.
No. But yet they know that it's the hard work.
Exactly.
Yes, which we are not willing to do sometimes.
Music from DJ Snake teaming up with Selena Gomez, Cardi B, is called Taki Taki. Good morning.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki Taki, Taki Taki.